You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on July 27th, 2025. Welcome to episode 29 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is the High Lines, It All Comes Crashing Down with Redwood. That was Redwood from the High Lines, It All Comes Crashing Down. Next up is Scott Cook's Tangle of Souls. Here is Rolling to You.
Don't and shine up your boots.
To comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On July 21st, the SFU Athletics website announced that Tate Christensen, a star for the Red Leafs men's basketball team, is competing for Team Canada as one of six suiting up for red and white at FIBA Federation International de Basketball Amateur U23 3-on-3 Nations League 2025. Americans 2 at Punta Arenas in Chile, which started on July 21st, where the Canadian men played three games, 17-11 win over Chile, 21-15 win over Cayman Islands, and a 17-16 loss to USA. On July 22nd, the Canadian men fell to USA for the second day in a row, this time 22-13, but recovered to dominate Cayman Islands 21-4 and bested Argentina 18-17. Also, Ella McVitie of the Red Leafs Volleyball started competing for Team Canada at the U21 Pan American Cup 2025 in San Jose, Costa Rica. Ella McVitie scored 4 points in set one and overall in Canada's loss to U.S. in three straight sets. On July 23rd, the Canadian men defeated Argentina 21-14, edged Chile 19-15, but were shaded by U.S. 19-18 at the FIBA U23 3-on-3 Nations League, Americans 2 at Punta Arenas in Chile. Meanwhile, Ella McVitie scored 2 points, 1 point in each of the first two sets in Canada's 3-1 defeat to Chile at the U21 Pan American Cup 2025, in Alajuela, Costa Rica. On July 24th, the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages posted about Tate Christensen, Ella McVitie, as McVitie scored 3 points, 2 in set 1 followed by 1 in set 3 in Team Canada's victory over Puerto Rico in 3 straight sets at the U21 Pan American Cup 2025 in Alajuela, Costa Rica, as Canada advanced to the quarterfinals. On July 25th, the Canadian men shaded Chile 21-20 and dominated Cayman Islands 20-24 and bested U.S. 18-15 at the FIBA U23 3-on-3 Nations League 2025, Americans 2 at Punta Arenas in Chile. Later on, at the U21 Pan American Cup 2025, Ella McBeady scored 2 points in set 2 in Team Canada's 3-1 victory over Chile as Canada advanced to semifinals. On July 26, the Canadian men were shaded by U.S. 21-18, defeated Cayman Islands 21-12, and fell to Argentina 21-11. At the FIBA U23 3-on-3 Nations League 2025, Americans 2 at Punta Arenas in Chile. Later on, at the U21 Pan American Cup 2025 in Alajuela, Costa Rica, Ella McBeady was part of Team Canada's 3-straight-set loss to U.S., as Canada will be playing for a bronze today against Chile. Before that, the Canadian men were the Red Leafs men's basketball star Tate Christensen is competing for will be playing at least 2 games at the FIBA U23 3-on-3 Nations League 2025 at Punta Arenas in Chile, where they'll be playing to host Chile starting at 10:55 Pacific, followed by another game against Argentina. As for the bronze medal game in the U21 Pan American Cup 2025, where Ella McVitie of the Red Leafs Volleyball is competing for the Team Canada women. Just bear with me here. Just a minute, please. I'll get the time. Just a minute. It's actually the 2025 Norseca women's U21 Pan American Cup. Just a minute, please. I'll try to get the time. But from what I understand, the game will be sometime this afternoon. Now I have it. Canada will be actually playing Costa Rica for the bronze at 3 p.m., I believe, 3 p.m. our time, while U.S. will be playing Chile for the gold medal at 5 o'clock.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning college scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will mention the news and scores from the Premier Division between July 21st and today. On July 21st, the UBC Thunder and Delta Blue Jays completed an earlier game where UBC tripled up the host Delta 6-2 at Dugald Morrison Park as the Thunder ended up tying the Victoria Eagles with 26-22 records each, with the tiebreaker going to the Thunder as it went 3-1 head-to-head against the Eagles, awarding UBC the fifth seed while pushing down the Victoria Eagles to the sixth. Meanwhile, Delta ended up tying the Mid-Island Pirates with 24-24 records, but with both teams going 2-2 head-to-head, the tiebreaker went to their respective records against the top team Langley Blaze, as the Pirates went 1-3, but the Blue Jays went 0-4, earning Mid-Island the 7th seed, while relegating Delta to the 8th and last seed as the playoff seeds for the Premier Division were set. Here are the final standings for the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze, first 40-8. The North Shore Twins, second 35-12. The Abbotsford Cardinals, third 34-13. The Wally Chiefs, fourth 28-19. The UBC Thunder, fifth 26-22. The Victoria Eagles, sixth 26-22. What the? For some reason, it says the Delta Blue Jays actually have a 23-22 record, but I don't know. According to the BCPBL Twitter page, it said the seventh place was Mid Island. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. There is a discrepancy here between the website and the BCPBL website and its Twitter page. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. Oh my god. Just a minute. Yep, according to their Twitter page, the BCPBL at 7:37 on July 21st, 2025, confirmed that the Mid-Island Pirates and Delta Blue Jays both finished with 24-24 records, with 2-2 going head-to-head. But the Pirates went 1-3 against the Blaze, and the Blue Jays went 0-4 against the Blaze, so the Pirates were awarded the 7th seed. Sorry about the confusion. Just a minute, please. Now the rest. Non-playoff teams. The Okanagan Athletics, 9th, 22-26. The Victoria Mariners, there's a huge drop-off, 18-30 for 10th. The White Rock Tritons, 11th, 14-33. The North Island Royals, 12th, 11-36. They dropped 22 in a row to finish the season. And the Coquitlam Reds last at 7-41. Later on July 21st, the BCPBL announced on its X, or Twitter, that Dylan Wallace, who played for the Coquitlam Reds, had committed to St. Martin Saints Baseball based in Lacey, Washington. I believe that is NCAA Division II. 2 days later, on July 23rd, the 2025 BCPBL. The 2025 Premier BCPBL Provincial Championships kicked off with four games hosted by the regular season champions Langley Blaze at McLeod Athletic Park. In the 4-5 game, the 5th seed UBC defeated the 4th seed Wally Chiefs 5-2. The 3rd seed Abbotsford Cardinals soared over the 6th seed Victoria Eagles. The 2nd seed North Shore Twins quad damaged the 7th seed Mid-Island Pirates 4-1. And the top seed Langley shaded the 8th seed Delta 2-1. On July 24th, the 7th seed Mid-Island looted the 6th seed Victoria Eagles 10-7. The 8th seed, Delta, edged the 4th seed, Wally 1-0. The 2nd seed, The 3rd seed, Abbotsford, shaded the 2nd seed, North Shore, 5-4. And the top seed, Langley, bested the 5th seed, UBC, 5-4. On July 25th, the 2nd seed, North Shore, grounded the 8th seed, Delta, 8-2. The 7th seed, Mid-Island, looted the 5th seed, UBC, 6-1. And the 3rd seed, Abbotsford, shaded the top seed, Langley, 1-0. On July 26th, the 7th seed, Mid-Island, upended the 2nd seed, North Shore, 7-2, but fell to the top seed, Langley, 6-0, who punched their ticket to the championship game against Abbotsford today. There could be up to 2 games today. Let me take a look. The first game will be at... just a minute. There could be up to 2 games today. The first game will be at 11 p.m. against the between the 3rd seed Abbotsford Cardinals, who are undefeated in the BCPBL Premier Division Provincial Championships Tournament, and the top seed Langley Blaze at McLeod Athletic.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Sorry for some technical difficulties. CJSF will be back after the following messages.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Tiguel Cobox. A fountain of anguish is gone. The track is Engaged Putridity. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Oh!
Welcome to the second half of episode 29 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, updates on the SFU Red Leaps Hockey, Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, the Hourglass Effect's Inner Ocean, with the title track.